Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Once in a lifetime hail means a very special opportunity to purchase a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Choose from 42 options. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, minutes from the Calgary airport.
Okay, so lots to talk about when the Minnesota Wild are involved. You just heard Logo right there on Trending Now. They've already made a trade today. Eric Staal going from Minnesota to Buffalo, one for one for Marcus Johansson. And on the headlines, we were all scratching our heads as to the reasoning on that one. Yesterday, Minnesota made a significant move by signing defenseman Jonas Brodin to a 7-year contract extension at $6 million per a $42 million total. Another big move made by Minnesota. That move has a lot of people starting to think that because they already have Spurgeon and Suter under contract with no move clauses, now Brodin under contract also long term with a no move clause, that it might spell the end of Matt Dumba's time in the Twin Cities, and Dumba might be on the block. So he's a Calgary product. The Flames are looking to shake things up. They might have openings on their blue line. The automatic connection for many in this city has been Dumba to the Calgary Flames. That is our topic on today's Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable. My name is Pat Steinberg. He's Will Nault. And Logan Gordon completes our three-man roundtable today. I'll open it up with a open-ended one, Logan. Should the Flames be interested in Matt Dumba?
I think absolutely they should be. If you're looking to shake up your defensive core, if Brody and Hamonic are both gone, I think Dumba is someone the Flames should be interested in. And just 26 years old, a right shot defenseman, he's got ties to the community, so I think he'd be interested in joining the Flames. Some cost certainty too, at just $6 million for the next three seasons. I think that's important during a flat cap. If you're going to be talking about cost certainty and unsure about, you know, what a free agent might cost you, go out and get a guy that's locked down for a couple of years. I don't think it would be cheap to get him. I think you're talking about a pretty decent sized package to get a guy. But the more that, you know, Minnesota starts doing all of this stuff, then the more certain I'm pretty sure they're going to get rid of some salary pretty soon here. If I'm the Flames, I'm all over Matt Dumba. Are you on the same page as me, Will, or no?
I think you look at it. I think the question and the key part you brought up is the fact that it's not going to be a cheap acquisition. I think no matter what you think of Matt Dumba, he's 26 years old. He's got relatively good boots and can produce offensively. I mean, he's just a couple of years removed from the 50-point season. And of course, it was on pace for a potential 20-plus goal year had he not been hurt against the Flames, ironically enough, in that game in December of 2018. So I think the Flames have to look at it. With so many UFAs, so many guys on expiring deals on the back end, and really for a team that is not quiet, the desire to change up their core group, I think you have to look at the possibility of bringing Matt Dumba in. Where I have pause, Patrick, is just what it's going to cost to bring him in, because 26 years old and control for the next three seasons, it's not going to be cheap.
No, and that's going to be really interesting when we start throwing around what a package might look like to acquire a guy like Dumba. Here's where I am. I think that there is plenty to suggest that yes, the Flames should absolutely check in, and if they were to have conversations with the Wild and Bill Guerin, I'd have no problem with it. I think it's an interesting target. I think he would be a decent fit here. There's a couple of things that I think would have to be part of that, caveats or side notes to it. Number one, I think that they would have to be very, very clear about what they are acquiring. He's 26 years old, so I don't know as a defenseman if he's quite hit 100% is what he is territory. But at the same time, he's also been in the league now for a little while. We're not talking about a young NHLer anymore. He's now been a full-time NHLer going back to the 14-15 season. So, and he's been in the NHL in some form or another going back to the 13-14 season. So, and what I mean by you have to be very, very clear about what you're getting, I don't think you're acquiring Matt Dumba to be your number one defenseman. I don't think you're acquiring him to be the anchor of your blue line. You're acquiring him as what I think is kind of a tweener, and that is like he's not quite a bona fide, no questions asked top pairing guy. He's not quite a second pairing guy, and that's his only upside. I think he's a 2-3. I think he's a tweener in that regard. So that you have to be when talking about an asking price, when talking about the fit, you have to be realistic about what Matt Dumba is. But he's young enough. He does have some offense. He's got a hell of a shot. I think he'd be nice for you on one of your two power play units, especially if they're going to let Eric Gustafson walk. So
I was going to ask you that, Pat. How would you compare his quarterbacking ability to Gustafson?
I think Gustafson as a pure power play quarterback is better, but I think Dumba as an overall defenseman has a significant step up. Like I think you're way more comfortable playing Dumba at even strength than you are at Gustafson. Just in that one area, I think Gustafson's better, but I think Dumba is a good player.
Overall, the
one
guy's a 5'6", the one guy's a 2'3".
100%, 100%. And so I'd have, like, he's younger than Brody and Hamonic. He is got nice cost certainty for the next 3 years at 3x6. So to make a long answer short, well, I think there's plenty of merit for them to be looking at him if indeed they are.
Yeah, I do too. And again, I think it's the next question is, as you're going to go to on the round table, I think you now evaluate him as to the guys that are expiring and the guys you've got on your roster, where does he fit? And I think we're right there on that 2-3. I think a lot of what he does is similar to TJ Brody, Pat. I don't know how you feel on that. I think Brody obviously is a better all-around defenseman, but I like Dumba's potential offensive upside more than I do Brody's. I think they skate very similarly. I think Dumba is a guy who can eat just as much minutes as TJ Brody did. And quite frankly, I do think a lot of fans would see him in the same light as TJ Brody was in his time with the Calgary Flames. So I think it's probably a wash there. I think I would prefer him over Hamonic just based on age and where Hamonic's boots are at this stage of his career. And then the other part of that too is not an expiring contract, but Pat, in terms of a return, and I know I'm jumping all over the map here and I apologize, but I'm curious. I mean, if you bring him in, what does that mean for Noah Hanifin's future?
Well, for me, it's that, like, I look at that as Dumba's a right shot, Hanifin's a left shot. I don't know. I don't think it has an immediate impact. I see it, if they were to be interested in Dumba, I see it more as they're going to, you know, kind of sell on Brody and Hamonic and let them walk, because those are two of the three regular right shot guys they've had. If they're going to bring in a guy at $6 million like Dumba, then they're probably saying goodbye to Hamonic and Brody. And that's kind of the way I see it, because they're all, you know, guys you'd put on the right side. He's Will, he's Logan, I'm Pat. It's our Daily Flames round table. So Logo, how would you, if you're talking about Dumba, 3x6, there's your cost certainty, or the prospect of re-signing a Brody or re-signing a Hamonic, which of those options do you like the most?
I like going out and getting Matt Dumba. I think that the conversation around a shakeup defensively makes a lot of sense. I worry about Travis's ability to stay healthy, and I think if you're talking a comparable between Brody and Hamonic, like that Will laid out really nicely, between Dumba and Brody, then I think that you're probably going to lean towards some cost certainty going forward. Only 3 years going forward with Matt Dumba at a younger age than TJ Brody, and a right shot, which I think this team has desperately needed for a couple of seasons now. And when it comes to, you know, just how everything plays out on their back end. So I'd be leaning towards making a deal for Matt Dumba.
How would you compare him? Well,
yeah. Comparing to Brody?
Yeah, or just if your choice is bringing back, just in a bubble, without taking into account the asking price for Dumba.
I just think based on the cost certainty side of it, I think I would go all in for Dumba. I think bringing back a Brody or a Hamonic on a singular view is probably okay in terms of what that's going to cost you. I don't think any of them are going to be crazy high over a $6 million cap hit. But again, you're factoring, you're probably going to have to go longer than 3 years. Those players are older than Matt Dumba. So again, from a strict financial standpoint, I would be leaning towards the Matt Dumba side of the argument as opposed to the Hamonic and Brody side of the argument.
Yeah. In a bubble, I'm with you guys. Cause I look at it and I think you're getting 4 years, on the age with Dumba. Dumba's 26, just turned 26, and Brody and Hamonic are both 30. So You've got a four-year age gap there, so you're getting 4 years younger. Yeah, I mean, you're adding in more salary for sure. Dumba at six is about $2 million more than what you were on Brody, or $1.5 million, and it's almost double or close to double what Hamonic was making. But he's younger. He can give you that offense. He's going to step in and be one of your top two right-shot defensemen in a bubble before we get to the fun part. And our final question, in a bubble, I like Dumba too. And I think if it were to be between those three and I was to pick one off a paper, I would go with Dumba, all things considered. So that leads to the final part and probably the lengthiest part of our conversation, because I don't know if it's just one response. There's probably going to be a lot of back and forth on this one. It's Logan Gordon, Will Nault, and Pat Steinberg on your Daily Flames Roundtable. Here is the million-dollar question. Will, what would a Flames package look like? What's a realistic asking price? What would Calgary realistically have to give up if they were to acquire Dumba?
I've thought a lot about this because I knew this was going to be the topic on today's show. And of course, as acting, if I'm putting on the hat, I'm acting as the Flames GM. I'm doing everything I can to make this team better and to be, in my own view, of winning the trade. I think automatically you look at the likes of a Sam Bennett, you look at a Derek Ryan, you look at some of the pieces that are even younger that you got in your farm system. You know, then you think about a guy like Yusuf Välimäki. Those, you know, Välimäki is a non-starter for me. I think Sam Bennett's not going to move the needle enough despite the good postseason he just had. I also don't know, based on his postseason, if the team wants to move on from him. I look at Minnesota and their needs, and then today's trade kind of helps a little bit more with that argument. Again, it's not going to be a cheap acquisition to make from Minnesota, but Pat, I got to be flat out honest. I think the centerpiece of this deal is a Michael Backlund or a Sean Monahan, and I don't know, you know, what the feeling is from the Flames camp to get rid of that. You look at Monahan, 25 years of age, same length of contract left. The cost is relatively the same. Monahan making $375,000 more than Dumba on those 3 years. And again, by trading Eric Staal today, Minnesota's got a clear need for a top six centerman. So I think the deal does revolve around Sean Monahan. And again, does that make you better? And what else are you adding, or what else completes that deal? I don't think it's a one for one, but I'll be quite frank. I think the centerpiece of this deal would be a Sean Monahan.
Logo, we were talking yesterday off the air when we talked a little bit about Dumba on the air, and then we started talking about, you know, what a deal might look like. And the guy that we talked about again was Monahan. For me, it would take more than just a straight up Monahan for Dumba. I think you'd need to, you know, add some other things to and some other nuances to the deal for it to be a good one, and where the Flames could at the very least be a 50-50 on the deal. But where are you on what the asking price might be? Are you with Will that Monahan might have to be the centerpiece going back on the other side?
It's interesting because I thought Monahan for sure would have been the guy when we discussed it yesterday, but I'm curious that if a Michael Backlund might be enough to get them interested in that. Now, like we discussed yesterday a bit, I if that's going to be your cost, especially if it's a Monahan, I've got to look at someone, maybe a forward on that Minnesota group to come back, especially now that they've got Johansson coming in there. Maybe they're likely to you know, maybe let somebody go. You kind of discussed a Luke Kunin or maybe a Ryan Donato or someone coming back there. I think you're giving up a young prospect. I think we mentioned Shillington yesterday, and I like that idea because I think for Minnesota going forward, they've got so much money invested in their back end already, a cheaper option there that they could put into the lineup, have some control with RFA years coming up on Shillington. I think he'd be of interest and someone that the Flames would probably have to include in any sort of deal. But I do think that a Monahan or a Backlund would probably be the driving force and the centerpiece in any sort of deal. And then if you're Calgary, maybe hoping to add on to a forward or something like that, if that's what it's going to take. Dumba's rated 26 years old, cost certainty. It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, I don't think Backlund gets it done. I love you. We all know how I feel about Michael Backlund. He's 31 years old. I don't think Backlund.
It's got to. That's why I said it's got to be Monahan.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I would not be comfortable doing a straight up Monahan for Dumba. I wouldn't, because I'd have to take into account the other needs of my team. So if you are trading Monahan, then you're essentially saying you're moving Lindholm to center. Because as mm-hmm. much as I love Backlund, Backlund's not a number one center in this league. Monahan is not a number one center in this league, but he is the number one center on this team. Well, if he's gone, I'm not comfortable putting Backlund in that role, so you're moving Lindholm to center. And if you're moving Lindholm to center, now you've got a clear need at wing. And maybe they go chase Taylor Hall. That's a completely different story for another Flames roundtable, but they still have a need at wing. And so now all of a sudden I'm thinking, okay, if we're going to move a forward, what type of other return coming back would we need? And I start looking at, okay, well, we're moving a 25-year-old perennial 30-goal scorer. We're getting a top four defenseman back, but I might be looking at, would you be interested in giving one of your younger wingers? Would a Greenway or a Kunin be available in a deal and will throw something back? Like, could you do, and I don't know if this would get it done, but just spitballing, could you do something like Monahan, Shillington, and a pick for Dumba and Kunin or something like that? Like, to me, a one-for-one deal, Will, doesn't make a ton of sense. I don't know if that is enough to make you better. Whereas if you can start to fill some other needs and give Minnesota something that they also might be interested in on top of Monahan, then you know, maybe we're starting to think about something that's more in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You're going to have to add more pieces. I'm with you. I don't feel comfortable on a one-for-one type of situation. I like your spitball. Unfortunately, I don't know what kind of value Oliver Shillington would have across the league. I don't know if that really moves the needle a ton from a Minnesota standpoint, but certainly a guy that I would look at moving as well. But you know, we just talk even bigger. We'll get even crazier. But like, what about a Sean Monahan, Noah Hanifin, for Dumba, Kevin Fiala, and a pick. You know, something of that sort. Again, it's not going to be able to pry lots out of Minnesota, but I'm just thinking from a standpoint of that. I mean, if you're Calgary, you want to get a forward back in return, and I just think you've got to add more to that, and maybe it's not Kevin Fiala, just the first name that came to mind, and a guy that, you know, has floated with 20 goals or flirted with it for three straight years. But, you know, I just think if you're going to, if you're Calgary and you're going down this path, if you're Brad Treliving, Pat, and Logan, I don't know, guys, if you can go the one-for-one route. You've got to have more, and you've got to find a way, whether that's moving Lindholm to center, Pat, and then finding a winger like Fiala to play in your top six. You need to try and find a way to replace the automatic 20 goals that Monahan gives you. And to do that, you're going to have to make this thing a bigger than a one-for-one deal, in my opinion.
Logo, the thing that's really interesting for me is that, okay, Dumba, 26-year-old, cost certainty, you know, there's some reason why teams are going to be interested. But when we start talking about adding other pieces to a deal for Minnesota, there's not a lot there that you're in love with. I mean, right now, there's not a ton of guys you're like, well, that guy, I would absolutely. They got Donato, they've got Kunin, they've got, I can't see how after all of what they've gone through to bring Kaprizov over that Kirill Kaprizov is going to be on the trade block. They're in love with that guy. So there's just not a lot there that you're super enamored with in Minnesota.
No, I mean... If you're talking about extra pieces, it's kind of where it gets a bit tricky, especially if you're the Flames in this side of the conversation, because I don't really know what you love getting in return for it. I mean, you like Dumba, but, you know, what's the cost to get just Dumba done? I don't know what that is. And, you know, all those names that we brought up, you're right, Kaprizov is by far the most interesting one, but, you know, does he even have interest in coming to Calgary? It took long enough for him to get to Minnesota. And are they willing to move him? I don't know. So I think it's a tricky one for sure. I think the asset is certainly, you know, worth having this conversation and worth talking about, but it's kind of it's tough to make it work from a trade perspective. But I mean, that's not what we get paid to do. We get paid to, you know, talk about it. So it's more onto the GM to figure out how to make it work. So maybe it doesn't work. Who knows?
Here's kind of my final, my final feel on it, Will. I like the idea of the Flames going after. I really like the idea of adding Matt Dumba. I like the idea of him being a target, but I don't like the idea. The more I've thought about it over the last 24 hours, the more I've talked to different people about it, just like spitballing with Lou and Derek and some other, like, I don't like the idea. I don't have a problem with Monahan being traded, and I don't have a problem with them exploring a deal for Monahan if there's a good one out there. But I don't like trading Monahan in a Matt Dumba trade. I don't like the idea of it. I don't think that you're going to make yourself better enough when giving up an asset where there is a lot of value in a 30-goal guy like Monahan. Like, do I think the concept of trading Monahan is bad? No. There's plenty of merit to having the conversation if you can find the right deal. I don't think a deal with Minnesota for Dumba is the right deal.
Okay, what if Monahan's not in the conversation and you're trading something else, like a Bennett or a Dubé, and you're adding a bunch of other pieces of currency, whether it be draft picks or what else?
Then I'm more
I know
interested.
There's not a lot there, but yeah, it's either going to have to be Monahan and some other smaller things, or a bunch of little things that are hurting your long-term future for Matt Dumba.
I just, Logo, I believe Monahan is a good player. I don't feel the need to run him out of town. If you want to make moves, if you want to make your team better and he is a way to do it, then sure, have that conversation. But that's one of those assets, a 25-year-old center iceman who scores 20 in his sleep and is a perennial 30-goal scorer. And I don't think in the right situation, I don't think 40 is out of the question, or cresting the 40-goal plateau is out of the question for Monahan. So you have to make sure that's the right deal. You have to make sure you maximize that asset. I don't know if you do that in a deal with the Minnesota Wild.
No, the whole Monahan conversation, you know, kind of slides in with the whole Johnny conversation. It's to get good players, you have to give up good players. It's not that you're, you know, you want to give up Monahan. Sure, if you could give it, you know, for a fifth-round draft pick, then sure, we would.
Although
go
the text
ahead
line did just say that, you know, knowing Bill Guerin's day the last 2 days, you could probably trade Buddy Robinson for Dumba.
That's so true, man. That's good not point. Incorrect either. Like, the way that this is going for Bill Guerin, maybe we're way.
Would you take Mark Jankowski? He is a restricted free agent. You have team control.
Come on.
There's a lot of cost certainty
You're
there.
You're killing Pat. Bill here. Not even our Bill, but Bill Guerin. We're just killing him. Like I said, it takes good players to give up good players. I think you're just trying to be realistic from our standpoint when you talk about trades, and that's why a name like Monahan comes up, because, you know, Dumba's a good player. It's not going to take nothing to get him. Maybe if Bill Guerin continues to go this way, maybe it's not nearly as much as we think it is, but I think the cost to get a guy like that's significant.
Morning Show talked about it today. That's up online, and we had to jump in on it too. It's too juicy of a subject. The text line's blowing up. We'll react to that as the hour goes along. He's Will, he's Logan, I'm Pat, and that is our Daily Flames off-season roundtable.
Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Once-in-a-lifetime hail means a very special opportunity to purchase a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Choose from 42 options. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, minutes from the Calgary Airport.